This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, welcome to the show. On this fabulous Thursday, Donald Trump's birthday. Happy birthday, Donald Trump. The IG report came out today. I think it was a moderately good birthday present for President Trump. It wasn't quite what I would have liked, which is the words criminal could have been used. And what's interesting is I compare this entire Michael Horowitz Inspector General report to what James Comey did for Hillary Clinton. You know, James Comey said that Hillary Clinton was careless, when he could have said she was criminal. And the words were changed in his report, because words are that important sometimes. Words tell you everything. Words convey everything. And the report was changed so Hillary did not look like a criminal, right? The FBI could have said criminal actions. Instead, they said careless. Well, that's exactly what Michael Horowitz did. He said all kinds of terrible things about the FBI and James Comey, but he could have said criminal. It's up to you to say whatever you want to say. It's up to you to come up with the right words that convey the sense of urgency and the sense of significance. And he just dialed back a bit from calling it criminal. And so, you know, the average Republican's going, see, it was bad. And Trump's going, see, it was bad. And it's conspiracy. And they framed Trump and they tried to exonerate Hillary. The fix was in. And the average Democrat has just enough there where they can honestly say, see, it's not criminal. He didn't use the words criminal. And there was no political bias. No, of course not. Political bias. How could there have been political bias? So let me tell you what happened. But before I get to it, I'm going to tease you and make you wait just a little bit, because there's some great economic news, and that won't even be reported on the news tonight. I want you to hear it. First of all, J.P. Morgan came out today and said Trump's forecast of 4% GDP growth is close to coming true as Americans spend their tax bill proceeds. So Trump cut taxes. Liberals said it would make no difference. Trump and conservatives like me said it would turn around the entire American economy. People would spend like crazy and things would be great. And guess what happened? Things are great. People are spending like crazy. And Trump's forecast of 4% GDP is close to coming true, says J.P. Morgan. The Atlanta Fed now points to 4.8% economic growth in this quarter. Amazing. Great news. The fewest Americans in 8 years are dependent on government for food. More great news. And how about this one? Here's another reason I think Democrats are so annoyed at Donald Trump, so angered at Donald Trump. The swamp wants to get rid of him so badly. Donald Trump, led by Jeff Sessions, the Trump administration, had a nationwide bust of suspected child sex offenders. 3-month nationwide operation conducted by the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Forces, and they arrested more than 2,300 suspected child sex offenders. And so maybe, just maybe, this is why all the Democrats and the liberals are so hysterical and over the top and obsessed and nutty about Donald Trump being president. He's so terrible. Well, he does all these wonderful, great things for the economy. You go, how could they be this upset at Donald Trump being president? Well, you know, among their ranks are some really bad people. Really bad people. Now let's get to the actual report itself from IG Michael Horowitz, Inspector General of the DOJ. Here was key takeaway number one. First, he said of FBI boss Comey, "We found it was extraordinary and subordinate for Comey to conceal his intentions from superiors." Think of those words, extraordinary and insubordinate. Now, here's the naivete, folks. Do you believe somebody would risk their entire career at the head of the FBI? The director of the FBI and the number two man, Andrew McCabe, would risk their careers and their pensions and their salaries just because they like Hillary? Do you really believe that? Or maybe, just maybe, is there more involved? Horowitz didn't say this. Wayne Root saying it. Maybe the Clinton Foundation's involved. See, my gut, my antenna's up. My gut tells me all these guys took bribes. My gut tells me, and I'll say it nicely, allegedly, maybe, probably, I think, my opinion, okay? So it's just Wayne Root's opinion. I believe they all are bought off. I believe all these FBI guys, think about it. Russia gave $140 million to the Clinton Foundation for the Uranium One deal. That's one country in one deal. And we know the Clinton Foundation brought in billions of dollars per year. Let's say over a two-year period, $2, $3, $4 billion in donations, none of which ever went to charity. Almost none of it anyway. Almost zero. It was the world's biggest charity scam and the world's greatest political Ponzi scheme slash scam slash fraud. Incredible. All these billions are extorted from foreign countries because she's Secretary of State and expected to be president soon, one day. And they all give money to her foundation, and then almost nothing goes to charity, and they pay it out in salaries and incredible lifestyle and hotel rooms and limos and private jets and hiring and bribing people. I guarantee you, that's why a charitable organization shouldn't be located offshore. Because it's an American charity, therefore you owe no taxes. So why are you based offshore? There's no reason, right? You can report everything. None of it gets taxed, which by itself is pretty much a scam. You set up something, you call it a charity, and now you pay yourself a big amount of money, and you give yourself private jets and Four Seasons at Ritz-Carlton hotels and limousines and the best restaurants, and then you call it a charity so you owe no taxes on it. That's a scam. But if you give nothing to charity, it's a complete scam. You know, if you gave 20% of it to charity, to people who are poor, that would be a scam. How about if you give almost zero? That's what the Clintons did. And when this billions of dollars is circulating around, you don't think they offered it something to FBI agents to keep them from finding Hillary guilty? Why would you do extraordinary things and be insubordinate as the FBI director? Number two, Comey, again, quote, dramatically broke with FBI norms and usurped the power of the attorney general. Dramatically broke with FBI norms. Dramatically. So now we have words, extraordinary, dramatically, and insubordinate. And broke with FBI norms. Why? Why would you do that? I think because you're getting paid off. So I'm going to tell you, my gut says all these guys were making millions and millions of dollars from an offshore entity called the Clinton Foundation, which keeps their bank accounts offshore, so nobody knows what's in them, and no one knows who they're paying, and they pay them into other accounts offshore to make sure government officials are bribed. Who knows how much they reserve for Obama, who oversaw this scam operation as president of the United States and allowed Hillary to make all the money she wanted. Well, he was Don Obama. You don't think he got a taste? How do they say in those mafia movies? I want a taste. I want a taste of every deal. You don't think Don Obama got a taste? You don't think Comey and Mueller and McCabe all got a taste? You don't think they then opened up bank accounts for their subordinates to make sure this got carried out correctly and they got a taste? Third, IG Horowitz found FBI agents vowed to, quote, and this, they wrote this in text, stop Trump from becoming president. You know what that's called? A coup. That's called treason. Fourth, he referred five FBI employees for further criminal investigation because of their over-the-top hostile political messages. But then he said, you know, none of this was about political bias, but he referred five FBI employees for over-the-top hostile political messages. Fifth, best of all, Comey used personal email in violation of FBI rules while investigating Hillary for using personal emails in violation of federal government rules. You got to be kidding me. No wonder he found her innocent without an investigation. He was doing the same thing. Who was investigating Comey? Nobody investigates the head of the FBI, do they? Sixth, FBI agents were bribed with free gifts by journalists. So that's why they're all on the same team. Journalists give them meals and hotel rooms and free flights and travel, vacation, and probably cash gifts too. And then all of a sudden, the FBI is a bunch of Democrats. And as a bonus, the Mueller team removed an attorney we just found out. I don't know if that happened in the last few days or maybe the last few weeks, but we just found out today that Mueller removed an attorney Because he said he was part of the resistance against Trump. Wow. So this is the Mueller report that everyone's saying didn't go that far. And Democrats are using it as an excuse to say, see, it wasn't criminal. Now let me read you some of the words. If this doesn't get you mad, nothing will. This is a FBI employee talking to an FBI lawyer. I'm very upset. I'm so stressed about what I could have done differently. See, they wanted to make Trump lose. Don't stress. None of it mattered. I don't know. We broke the momentum. And then the employee says, oh, in other words, they broke Hillary's momentum and they should have gone after Trump. They should have helped Hillary. And the FBI employee says, all the people who were initially voting for her would not and were not swayed by any decision the FBI put out. Trump supporters are all poor to middle class, uneducated, lazy, POS, pieces of you-know-what, pieces of crap, let's say it nicely, that think he will magically grant them jobs for doing nothing. That's funny. Last I checked, I was the lead speaker at 6 Trump rallies, and I was on 1,500 media interviews. And everywhere I went and I met Trump people, they're all hardworking people who don't accept a penny from government. Nothing. Everyone who votes for Hillary's a lazy bum on welfare and food stamps, wants everything free. They're Obama phones, even free contraception. And you accuse us of wanting jobs for doing nothing? And then he says they probably didn't watch the debates. They aren't fully educated. And they're stupidly wrapped up in his unmerited enthusiasm. And then the lawyer says, I just can't imagine the systemic disassembly of the progress we made for the last 8 years. Obamacare is gone. Can you imagine? And then they say, Mike Pence is stupid, the attorney adds. When the Justice Department investigators asked if the comments demonstrated a political bias, the attorney said personal political feelings or beliefs in no way impacted the staffer's work on either the Clinton email probe or the Russia investigation. Ha! We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now. 800-399-6392. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Lantis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. The Wayne Allen Root Show. This hour of the show, we like to differentiate from radio only. It's TV as well. And so we've added Newsmax 50 Million Homes. So we call it Root Reaction, the aftermath. The day is over on the East Coast and just about over on the West Coast, 8 o'clock East, 5 West hour here. And so all the news that could be has been. And so we give you our reaction to it, my reaction to it, and I love to have you call in and give me your reaction to it. And we had lots of calls yesterday, lots of calls again on deck today. We'll take some of them, starting in this segment, I hope, and then the entire second half of the show. This segment sponsored by Synagenix. You will watch my smiling face over the next 3-4 months transform into a muscle man, into Jack LaLanne meets Popeye on this show because of Synagenix. They've got the right potions, the right lotions, and the right slowdown of aging strategy for me and for you and for everybody. 35,000 patients in the U.S. and worldwide, 25% of them doctors, MDs, and their family, founded in 1997. So it's 97, 2007, 2017, 21 years old, and they've got about 21 clinics all over the United States. And free consultation right now to my viewers here at Newsmax TV. No obligation, free consultation if you want to look and feel younger. Nobody wants to be older, right? You want to be younger. So the phone number is 888-YOUNGER, toll-free, anywhere in the United States, 888-YOUNGER. When I say anywhere in the United States, they flew my doctor in, because they have doctors all over the United States that work for them. They flew my guy in. They thought he was the best in the world, and they flew him in just for me to make me the guinea pig from Alaska. He came to Las Vegas and did a comprehensive 8-hour study of my blood, my cells, my body, my fitness level, everything. Changed the way I eat, changed the way I drink, changed the way I, the protein drinks I drink, changed everything, changed my vitamins, changed my diet. and the way I exercise, and here we are. So over the next 3-4 months, you will see me transform on national TV and look younger. 888 younger as opposed to older at Cinegenics. Register at Cinegenics.com, Cinegenics. All right, so before I take calls, I just want to go make sure we know everything about the report today. Everything about the report. First of all, there was Peter Strzok, who said, we're going to stop Trump from becoming president. That's the FBI agent talking to his lover, the FBI lawyer, and said, we're going to stop Trump from becoming president. And that was missing, hidden from congressional investigators. That's the first thing. Second of all, the inspector general referred 5 FBI employees for investigation after more anti-Trump text messages surfaced. And I read you some of them a moment ago. Third of all, a DOJ official sought Clinton campaign job for his son and then shared case information with Hillary's campaign manager, John Podesta. Peter Kadzik, a former assistant attorney general for legislative affairs at the Department of Justice, was criticized in Horowitz's report because he sent then-Hillary Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta a quote-unquote heads-up about the release schedule for Clinton's emails, as he also tried to get his son a job with the campaign. And then Horowitz, who was appointed by Obama, his conclusion was, oh, it's all bad stuff, but it wasn't involving political bias. Really? The guy wanted his son to have a job with the Clinton campaign. At the same time, he's giving important, valuable information he has no right to give to the campaign manager. Are you kidding me? And then James Comey is investigating Hillary. He's in charge of it all for improperly using personal email. And he's improperly using personal email. But wait, it gets better. He used that email despite warning his employees against using it and saying they'd be in huge trouble if they did the same thing. That's a quote, huge trouble. He says, Comey says, I've gotten emails from some employees about this who said, the employees of the FBI said, if I did what Hillary did, I'd be in huge trouble. And Comey's response is, you bet your ass, you can say that on TV and radio nowadays, you bet your ass you'd be in huge trouble. If you use a personal email, if you used an unclassified personal email system to do business in the course of doing our business, meaning the FBI's business, even though you were communicating with people with clearances and classified matters, you would be in huge trouble in the FBI. Of that, I'm highly confident. I'm also highly confident. So, look, you get the idea. The IG's report says we've identified instances in which Comey used a personal email account, a Gmail account, to conduct FBI business. So he says you'll be in huge trouble, but he doesn't. And then he investigates Hillary and exonerates her before they've ever interviewed her. Because if he says she goes to jail for this, or she's going to be prosecuted for this, then he'd have to be prosecuted for this. Wow. When we get back, we're taking your calls the rest of the show. I'll bet you're as outraged as I am. These people have got to go to jail. FBI stands for Fire the Bureau Immediately.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
USA Radio News.
According to a new report from the Department of Justice Inspector General, FBI agent Peter Strzok assured his mistress and colleague Lisa Page that that they would stop Donald Trump from winning the presidency. This was all sent via text message. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows shares what concerns him most about the report.
What it should do is send off the alarm bells, because a number of people that showed bias in this report actually worked on the Russia investigation. And again, it is just extremely concerning that we would have this kind of bias in the premier law enforcement agency in the world. And I think it's time that we clean house and that we start over and make sure that we return them to the position of honor that most Americans, including myself, hold them.
A new study out from the University of California, Berkeley, says animals such as lions and tigers are increasingly becoming night owls to avoid human contact. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Drive
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network. Live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. I'm telling you, it's bad. You know, there's a giant report. I think it's 500 pages long. I'm on TV. I'm on radio. I can't read it all. I keep relying on others to read that report and come back to me and tell me. Every minute, it seems, there's new revelations. The IG report is littered with references of top FBI officials calling Trump supporters effing idiots, sad, pathetic, and retarded. Effing idiots, sad, pathetic, and retarded. That's what they think of you and I. That's the FBI, you know? As I left you, I said the new name of the FBI should be, what did I say? Freaking fired immediately. I can't even remember the words. I came up with it on the spot. But the end result is that it can't exist the way it exists. We have no trust in the FBI. They have no credibility anymore. How can any of us trust that anything they say that involves any Republican or Democrat would ever be real? It's unbelievable. U.S. Gold Bureau is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and you can trust that everything they say is real. The reason I say that is because they're the only precious metals, full-service precious metals firm, owned by the company chosen by the state of Texas to run the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. If the state of Texas trusts them, then you can too. I have a note here, a press release that came out on Monday of this week from the Texas Comptroller's Office that they began operation of the Texas Bullion Depository, and they chose this fabulous firm to run it. And that firm's the parent company of U.S. Gold Bureau Incorporated. And here it is right in the press release. So it's all real. U.S. Gold Bureau is running the only Fort Knox of an individual state in the United States of America ever. And the state of Texas chose them. They're that good. They're that credible. Boy, as opposed to the FBI, that's that bad and that non-credible. Just for calling and completing a consultation for free, they will send you a free Silver Eagle coin. Fresh from the U.S. Mint, brilliant, uncirculated condition, 1 ounce of pure silver for free, no additional obligation, no shipping costs, no hidden fees. They're willing to lose money short-term in order to win you over as a long-term client, and they will. Call right now for your free consultation and your free coin. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau. And then before we take calls, one last thing, new polls out from Fox News. And by the way, even Fox News, I swear to you, the people they hired to run their polls are Democrats. They're the former Hillary Clinton people. And they always oversample Democrats. And I don't like the Fox News polls. I think they're just 10 points the wrong way that they should be. But even despite that, by a 68-19 margin, the latest Fox News poll finds voters feel political correctness has gone too far. That's more than a year ago. A year ago, it was 66-23. Now it's 68-19, that political correctness has gone too far. And among Republicans like you and me, 83% feel the country is too politically correct. Almost all of them think leaders regularly make bad decisions out of fear of being politically incorrect. 89% feel that. So it's gotten out of control. And as far as the NFL, low favorability again. The NFL's popularity continues to lose ground. 42% view the league favorably, down from 46% last year and 64% in 2013. So a dramatic drop from 2013 to 2018. Over 5 years, it's gone from 64% like in the NFL to 42%. It's the first time in history more voters have a negative view of the NFL than a positive, 42 to 43. And the NFL's new national anthem rule garners 61% approval rating. So that tells you a couple things. Number one, that we're all on the right side here. I told you NFL fans aren't Republicans. It's the same people. So they don't like the NFL anymore, but they love the new rule. And I told you it's Fox News oversamples Democrats. So if they come up with the fact that 61% support the new NFL rule, that you're not allowed to kneel, it's probably more like 71. Pretty much every Republican in America is an NFL fan, and every NFL fan is a Republican. All right, let's take some calls. Let's see who's been waiting the most patiently. Let's take line four from Washington, D.C., John. John in Washington, D.C. on the IG report. Hey, John, what you think about Michael Horowitz's report?
What do I think about what?
the IG report from Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General.
Well, it's a big disappointment. It's 458 pages, and he ends up with nothing that sets things straight. I want people to be prosecuted.
Right. And, yes.
Hillary looks like she's going to skate again.
Well, from the standpoint that he didn't say anyone committed criminal offenses, disappointment, yes. From the standpoint that I just pointed out in segment number one and two, a lot of problems. He pointed out a lot of very bad stuff. It's very clear the FBI is bad news and very biased. It doesn't matter that he's an Obama appointee, so he whitewashed it a little bit. Anybody could see that the fix was in. They fixed it for Hillary, and they fixed it against Trump. I think it was a pretty honest report, except that, as I said at the beginning of the show, he was just like Comey. He used the right words to make it seem non-criminal when he could have chosen other words to make it all seem criminal and say they all should be prosecuted. But he still points out plenty of bad stuff.
So he doubled down on what Comey did. Comey didn't even have the right to let Hillary off the hook after he cited all the violations of the 18 U.S. Code. And then he said that no reasonable prosecutor would charge her. And if it wasn't his job to say that, but yet he got away with it. And when he was talking to the real Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, I guess he was talking about looking into the emails, Hillary's email investigation, and she said, don't call it an investigation, call it a matter.
A matter,
so, I mean,
yeah.
The IG report follows that same toning down, editing. You know, they probably went over to Washington Post, or they didn't even have to go there. They probably have Washington Post reporters embedded in the FBI to work these semantics up. But isn't it something that today should be a patriotic day, and that's what Donald Trump stands for? He loves this country. And I didn't know that he was born on Flag Day. And, of course, we know he doesn't like these people that don't respect the flag or the national anthem. And so for a birthday gift, the Attorney General of New York, who just replaced the guy that had to resign in disgrace, she decides to sue the whole Trump family, the Trump Foundation, and, you know, this is a nice birthday gift. Of course, when Nancy Pelosi when she was Speaker, she got the Obamacare passed through near her birthday, the end of March in 2010, and she said she gave herself a birthday gift. Well, Trump can't make that kind of a claim. Thank God that we don't have her there, and I hope she never comes back.
So, John, let me mention
Trump
something.
Trump is doing a good job, and he gets no credit.
Yeah, no, he gets plenty of credit, believe me, from the people. Don't worry about he doesn't get it from the acting attorney general. Does everyone know why it's the acting attorney general? Because Schneiderman, the attorney general of New York, had to resign in disgrace over sexual improprieties, over beating women and having S&M sex with women. So, you know, listen, that attorney general's office in New York's disgraced at this point. It's run by liberals out of control who hate Trump. And what they're doing now is suing Trump's family foundation, even though he took in, I think it was $15 million in charity and paid out $16 million in charity. They're suing him, and they never went after the Clinton Foundation that takes in billions and gives nothing to charity. It's a joke. This whole country is run by two completely sets of rules, two completely different sets of laws. One for Democrats, one for Republicans. It's a joke. It's a travesty. Anyway, happy birthday, President Trump, and we know you're doing a great job for this country, and that caller from D.C., John from D.C., is right. Great congratulations to President Trump today, because not just his birthday, but just what a great job he's doing, and the American people recognize it. It is the politicians who don't, because they're angry, because they're taking the payoffs, and he's trying to end the payoffs. Listen, this is the scam that I figured out. The reason politicians are all united, Republican and Democrat, against Trump's trade wars is because when we're in a deficit of billions and hundreds of billions with every country, with Europe, with China, with Japan, guess what? They can bribe politicians to keep it going. And if you get rid of the trade imbalance and it's down to zero, then guess what? Then they can't bribe anyone anymore. So all these guys have sold out their country, in my opinion. All these guys, all these politicians have sold out to the lobbyists, the lawyers, and cash in a Swiss bank account or a Cayman bank account. in order to keep the trade deficit going, which screws you, but they don't care. Their kids are rich for the next 10 generations. That's what I believe is happening. That's my gut instinct. They want trade imbalances because China's buying them off, and Japan's buying them off, and Europe's buying them off, and they all get bank accounts overseas to make sure the status quo remains. And then Trump came along, and he screws everything up. And that's why they're so angry and so hateful, and they want to assassinate him, and they want to impeach him, and they want to destroy him, and they want to call him names. Everybody's getting a piece of the loot, and I think the FBI was too, and the DOJ was too. Let's take Michael in Colorado, line two. Michael in Colorado. Michael, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. Boy, you seem to have your spring back in your step today.
Yeah. I'm fine today. I was half asleep yesterday. My eyes were closing during the show yesterday. Hey, Michael, I hear music. That means you're going to an ad break, so we can reward our wonderful sponsors to make the show go. You'll be the first one I pick up when we get back, Michael, on line two. Then we'll take Marie, Bob, and Greg. So hang on, everybody. Full deck again. And, yes, I'm wide awake today with energy like never before because of Synagenics, our great sponsor of the show. Yesterday I'd done 3 hours in a TV studio of doing 8 TV commercials and about 10 takes on each one. So 80 commercials in 3 hours, and then came and did a 3-hour radio and TV show, and I was close to collapse. I really was. I couldn't even think. My eyes must have been glazed over during the show yesterday. Today I feel like $1 million, baby. Liberals, I'm ready for you. Come on, let's go. Wayne on the Root, worn out. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Synagenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Synagenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenics.com.
War now.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, now that you know the government is so corrupt, the FBI, the DOJ, they're all dirty. They're all filled with government employees who hate Republicans. It's unbelievable. What did I ever do to them? What did Trump ever do to them? What did we ever do to them? Nothing. But, you know, they just want government to be bigger and bigger and control our lives. And nobody's worse than the IRS. There is no worse organization than the IRS. Three letters that promote the most fear in the English language, IRS. And when the IRS came after me under the Obama administration, I hired the best, Sam Lantis. He represented me twice. We beat him twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Lantis. The attorneys, the Lantis Tax Group, have handled over 8,500 IRS cases. Time to put the power of a real IRS tax attorney and a real tax law firm on your side. One low flat fee. When you call, you'll have a free consultation with a tax attorney, not a salesman, no hype, no BS, no sales pitch. You'll hear exactly what you'll pay, exactly how long it'll take. I promise you it is an incredibly reasonable fee. And because you're talking to an attorney, your call's protected by attorney-client privilege. Very important. Call the Lantis Tax Group, my great friend Sam Lantis. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. Numerically, it's 800-934-3578. 800-934-3578. Save that number. Even if you're not calling it today, put it in your Rolodex. Put it in your address book on your phone. I'm telling you, one day the IRS is going to come calling you, or you're going to have a tax problem or a question or an issue. You're going to need to call that number, so save it. And I have people tell me that all the time on my local Vegas show. I can't tell you how many Vegas people call me and go, who was that tax attorney Lantis you're always talking about for 2 years now? I need him now. I never took his number down. I'm sorry. I didn't. Wayne, can you help me? It's 800-934-3578, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. All right. Let's grab some calls. We left off with, was it Michael from Colorado? Line 2, Michael from Colorado. Michael, I told you you were first up. You're leadoff, baby. What's going on?
Okay. Well, we had a conversation yesterday, and I predicted that the IG report really wasn't going to show anything new, and it didn't, and that they were going to do something nice for Trump for his birthday, and they did. You know, some of us on this earth, we have a little bit of vision and a little bit of smart, and this was so predictable, I couldn't believe it.
Now, you're saying nothing new. Michael, it's not true. Nothing new. It wasn't what I would have liked. I would have liked that they all should be fired and they all should be criminally prosecuted. But they came up with lots of new stuff. I mean, I didn't know that Comey used his own personal email while going after Hillary for using her personal email. I didn't know that. I didn't know that they had conversations of FBI employees calling us all retarded and idiots and effing idiots. I didn't know any of that. I didn't know that one of the employees of the DOJ asked for a job for his son at the same time he's giving confidential information to Hillary's campaign manager. So, I mean, there was plenty of new information, but you're right that they whitewashed it. They fell below the level of saying this was a criminal conspiracy and a coup committing treason against the American people and the president. That's what they should have said, but they didn't use words like that. So I just want to make sure you know, yes, something did happen, and there were new things here, and there's a lot to attack and to bite off here, but it's not as far as we would have liked it to go. That's all I want to point out.
Okay, I agree with that. And also, my call yesterday, I did listen to your comment after I finished, and I really didn't mean to come off as cynical. I was just trying to be a realist, and that's all. And once again, thanks for all your good work, and keep it up. And I am a true Trump supporter, and we need more people like Trump, and we certainly need more people like you, Wayne.
Thank you, Michael. Michael, you're not a bad guy. You're at all. You're a great guy. But yeah, you are cynical. What's wrong with that? It's okay to be cynical. I call myself a positive cynic. I'm just as cynical as Michael, who just called. I always, you know, is that a conspiracy? Is that bad? Are those guys lying? Are they being bribed? Are they being blackmailed? I think that's pretty New York cynical. I always try and see the bad stuff going on, but I always expect the best for me and you and my country. I call it positive cynicism. I'm not a Pollyanna, but I'm always trying to come up with the right positive angle and be as enthusiastic as possible despite the bad stuff going on, and then also see the bad stuff. And I do a mixture of that on my show, and that's what makes me different. I think there's a lot of shows out there that are like nice and happy, and they're full of crap because life isn't just nice and happy. And all the people do not have roses and wine, and they're looking at you thinking, how can I help you? That's not the way life works. Most people are out to screw you. That's a fact of life, right? So I see the reality, and I explain that to you. I tell you I think it's being bribed and blackmailed, but then it would be too dark, and you'd want to go slit your wrists if that's all I did. So then I bring you back up again because I'm a positive guy by nature. I'm a Tony Robbins motivational speaker by nature who wants to get you. I'm a football coach. I should have been. I missed my calling. Should have been the Dallas Cowboys coach because I like to get people where they can run through a wall and win. And that's what I did when Trump was running for 2 years. A lot of people credit me as being the guy that was the number one pit bull in this country who got all of you excited and believing that Trump would win the election because I knew the polls were cooked. I knew they were flawed and fraud. And so I'm here to get you excited, but I'm also here to be a cynic and tell you exactly what I think is wrong. And I'm telling you, the politicians are all bribed. They're all bribed. And the FBI agents are bribed. And the DOJ guys are bribed. The lawyers are bribed. It all emanates from the Clinton Foundation. There's billions, stinking billions, sitting offshore. They're paying who they have to pay. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. See, that's cynical. That's not positive. But I'm positive the country's going in the right direction under Trump. See you tomorrow. God bless.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.